Members of 8 Washington tribes took lessons they learned last spring with them to North Dakota last week, where the Standing Rock Sioux are opposing the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Correspondent Emily Schwing has more.
Opposition to the North Dakota pipeline resonates in the Northwest. In May, Washington's Lummi tribe successfully halted a project north of Everett that would have allowed construction of the world's largest coal export terminal. Swinomish Tribal Chairman Brian Cladisby serves as the president of the National Congress of American Indians.
The fact that the Corps of Engineers killed a multi-billion dollar project based on treaty rights really says how far we've come in the last 150 years since we signed our treaties with the U.S. government.
The Sioux argue the pipeline violates federal laws, threatens water quality and sacred sites. Cladisby plans to join them again in North Dakota next week. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.